Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. On today's show, I'm explaining how to help slow progression of cirrhosis of the liver with lymphatic system detoxification. The lymphatic system plays a role in maintaining your organs. Your health problems have a common contributing factor, an acidic pH, and a compromised lymphatic system that is allowing cellular waste to build in your body or brain, creating inflammation, scarring, and disease. I will explain the importance of balancing the body's pH and improving lymph flow to improve circulation and natural detoxification to help you overcome an illness, lower your risk of disease, and to improve how you feel physically and mentally. For the past 23 years, I've been helping clients improve their health by optimizing their lymphatic system in a fully closed session in Scottsdale, Arizona. I am the author of An Undetected Acid-Alkaline Imbalance. My book explains how cellular waste is building in our body because our lymphatic system is not working optimally. If you don't live in Arizona, I help people nationally and internationally. Once you understand my information, it really makes a difference in how quickly you can put this information into your life, and you'll see you'll start feeling much better. So really, when was the first time cirrhosis, you know, was termed? And actually, Hippocrates in the 5th century BC was the first one to use this understanding of cirrhosis. And it comes from the Greek words, I'm not going to go into it, about yellow and condition, describing the appearance of cirrhotic liver, meaning it gets yellow, and you can see it not looking healthy. So what is cirrhosis of the liver? You know, last show I talked about fatty liver and how it progresses and creates inflammation and scarring. And that scarring, as it gets worse, leads to cirrhosis. And once you have cirrhosis, they say it's, you know, can't be cured. I believe that if you just got diagnosed, you may be able to make a difference in reducing that scarring. And again, it has to do with changing your pH, getting your lymphatic system going, and reducing that waste in your body. So cirrhosis is an abnormal liver condition in which there is irreversible scarring of the liver. The main causes are sustained excessive alcohol consumption, but that's not the only one. You can have viral hepatitis B and C. And again, if fatty liver progresses, it can become cirrhotic. But there are many other causes, medications, infections, viruses, that can damage your liver. But to me, understanding pH and how I understand how it affects the lymphatic system, cirrhosis of the liver is about an imbalance in the body, especially the liver, of course. And there are thousands of names for our diagnosis for illnesses. But I hope once you understand the lymphatic system and the idea of pH, that we're either acid or alkaline, that you see that, you know, for you to get healthy, we need to get the lymphatic system and your body in balance. And this isn't something new. Acid-alkaline balance, you know, many books have been written on it in 30 or 40 years, but I believe it's been talked about for about 100 years. So understanding if you're acid or alkaline is something we need to start paying attention to, especially if you have cirrhosis, especially the beginnings of it. Actually, in 1991, Theodore Barodi, he's a naturopathic physician, he authorized Alkalize or Die. He wrote, lymph fluid flows best in an alkaline medium. When the body is overly acidic, it slows, creating one of the most chronic life-threatening situations. The plethora of diseases that occur because of hindered lymph flow and increased tissue acid storage are astounding. He also writes, therefore, in my opinion, acid waste literally attacked the joints, tissues, muscles, organs, and glands, causing major dysfunction. If they attack the joints, you might develop arthritis. If they attack the muscles, you could possibly end up with myofibrosis. If they attack the organs and glands, a myriad of illnesses could occur. But it really is that our organs need to have proper circulation. And the liver, like all organs, has arteries, veins, and lymphatic vessels. When we see pictures in our doctor's office or in books of the body, we see arteries and veins. May see some capillaries even. but we really never see pictures of the lymphatic system, which is a whole nother part of the circulatory system to return waste and proteins and things the veins can't pick up back to your blood. So in every organ, okay, I'm going to explain this. We have one artery going in, and then it branches off into probably hundreds, if not dozens, of little capillaries. Then we have veins, many of them inside, dozens or hundreds, that come out into one vein. So we have one artery going in, branching out, and we have a vein that's branched out and comes out into one vein. But there's also a lymph system, very much like the vein, where it's coming out of the organ. But it's a one-way river. There's no circulation. It's just picking up dead cells and waste from the liver itself, the lymph system. So when the lymph system becomes overwhelmed or the liver becomes starting to become acidic, the lymph system constricts, and now cellular waste builds in the organ. And when we talk about scarring, that is cellular waste. You know, some people get keloid scarring when they get surgery, and that's waste, the sclerosis building in that scar. And we can reduce that, and that's what we have to do with cirrhosis. We have to try and reduce that scarring and get the circulation going by improving lymph flow. So if your liver is overly acidic, your lymphatic system, it becomes compromised, and it can't really reabsorb that waste from the liver. And when that happens, we get scarring. So if you've ever seen a picture of advanced cirrhosis, from all the scarring, the liver gets these little sacs, these little fluid sacs. And if you understand the lymph system, when someone has lymphedema, their arm or leg or face, a part of their body can swell 10 to 20 times the size because the lymph system isn't removing fluid. That's a big part of what the lymph system does, is remove fluid. Well, it shows you that the lymphatic system in the liver is not working, because when we start seeing little cysts and little fluid-filled cysts, it's definitely the lymphatic system not being able to pick up that fluid. And it's because of the scarring limiting the flow. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, explains how an acidic pH is constricting your lymphatic system, creating waste to build in our body, making us tired and sick. And really, it's one imbalance creating many of your health problems, like cirrhosis. In my book, I talk about how cellular waste is the cause of type 2 diabetes. We already know it's the cause of Alzheimer's. And really, we have to start looking how it's really the cause of every disease, because the lymphatic system must remove cellular waste, and it's not working because we're overly acidic or we're, you know, dehydrated, and it just allows waste to build in the body. So before I talk about steps you can take to help slow the progression of cirrhosis of the liver, I want to remind you that I work with clients who have cancer, Lyme, pain, brain issues, organ problems in Scottsdale, Arizona. And I've developed work called Lymphpractic. It basically gets to the root cause of your problem. I improve circulation, lymph flow through your organs, your brain, your eyes, and your body changes. We bring oxygen. We help remove waste. Hopefully you take some good supplements like enzymes, which we'll talk about for a minute, and that will help break down waste. So there are many things we can do. If you don't live in Arizona, contact me. I can help you wherever you live and give you the information that will make the best improvement in your health and the fastest way. It'll help you get back on track faster. So the body is always regenerating. Our cells are always replicating, and from that replication, we have healthy new cells, and we have cells that are going to be discarded. And that waste is really what's caused the scarring. It's the cells that are not being picked up. So our body is made up of 100 trillion cells. We don't think about that, but our liver is alive. It has cells that need oxygen, it needs fluid, it needs nutrition. And if it can't get proper circulation, then it's not going to get those nutrients that it needs. And that's when it starts becoming toxic. And the more toxic it becomes, it just starts to become inflamed. It starts to get tighter and tighter, and it limits blood flow. So it's really about scarring. And part of that scarring is fibrin. And fibrin is a long, it looks like yarn floating through the body when it's activated, and it's meant to repair our wounds. But when we have a liver that is inflamed and toxic, fibrin to be sent there to repair it, and it overbuilds, and it further limits circulation and adds to the scarring that we see in x-rays. So balancing the pH really is what we have to do. We have to get the whole body more alkaline or in balance, and pH is the acid or alkaline level of the body. And when we become more in balance, our body flows better, our blood flows better. And to get our body, our liver, more alkaline, we have to get, again, our body a little more alkaline, about 7.2 on a pH scale. So it's not easy to balance your pH, especially if you take a lot of medications, because medications have been shown to deplete magnesium. So, and again, if you're sick and you have a problem with your liver and you're still eating steak and bread and drinking or having tea and coffee, then these things all make us acidic. And we have to really look and see what can we do to make ourselves more alkaline. It's really limiting all those acid-forming things, alcohol, coffee, tea, soda, orange juice that's pasteurized, a lot of breads and meats, pastas, white rice. So when you're ready, go to my homepage on osipinskihealthacademy.com, and I have a list of acid and alkaline foods that will help you understand how to start making your body more alkaline. We want to eat much more, about 80 to 90% of alkaline foods. But it's much more than just food. You need to be taking systemic enzymes. Systemic enzymes are really what's found in our food when we don't cook it that helps to break down the food. But enzymes also help to break down scar tissue when taken in high enough doses. So if you have cirrhosis, and of course, definitely check with your healthcare practitioner, especially if you're on Coumadin or a type of blood thinner, you're not going to take the systemic enzyme. But if you're not on any type of blood thinner, again, check with your healthcare practitioner first. But systemic enzymes break down cellular waste. They break down fibrin to, again, improve circulation. So systemic enzymes are something I would really talk about with your healthcare practitioner. So again, balancing the body's pH. We want to take magnesium supplements, take Epsom salt baths. But most importantly, we don't want to go through a detox when you have cirrhosis or a damaged liver, because your liver is already compromised, and we want to do everything slowly. Start drinking alkaline water that is going to start to neutralize some acid in your body. Start eating more fruits and vegetables. That alone may give you a little reaction because, again, it's going to release some waste, which may overwhelm the liver for a little while. So again, it's so important to start slowly with whatever you're going to do and don't overwhelm. So a big detox program is definitely out. It's more about gentle, everyday lymphatic system detoxification and maintenance. A more alkaline diet, daily light exercise, deep breathing. Come on, guys, deep breathing moves lymph flow and blood through our organs, and good posture. If you're sitting slouching in your chair and you have a liver problem, then you're limiting the flow out of that liver. Straighten your back, put a pillow behind your low back, and put your shoulders back, and you'll feel better in your body because you're actually half flow. So really, posture is so important. And when you're sought to eat, we want to take three, four days a week, and eat just alkaline foods. Because when we eat some alkaline foods and then eat wheat or meat or proteins, then we're limiting the detoxification. But by eating alkaline foods and raw foods just for 3 days in a row, we really help to clean the body. So remember how important water is. Water really is what cleans our body. It's the master detoxer. It helps to flush waste through our body. It's not just going through your intestines. It's being absorbed into our blood to help flush our body. Baking soda can relieve acidity in the body. But again, be careful with this. You stir half a teaspoon of baking soda into a cup of water and drink that an hour or two after meals. Now, again, what have we talked about? We've talked about balancing your pH, things you can do you have direct control of. Nobody else can help you decide on what you're going to eat. So definitely check my acid alkaline food chart at osipinskihealthacademy.com. A shorter link is lymphman, L-Y-M-P-H-M-A-N, .com. You know, next Thursday's show will be on how to help ADHD by balancing pH and improving the lymphatic system. You know, this isn't something just for children. This is something that adults are even getting nowadays. So you can focus your mind by, again, balancing your pH and activating your lymphatic system. Guys, most health problems can be helped by those simple steps, balancing your pH and improving your lymphatic system. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. Remember, if you have cirrhosis, be slow, be gentle, and be careful, and check with your healthcare practitioner. I want to thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, John Ossipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life.